Start your day with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin every morning.
Weekday, 6 to 9.
Love the show.
My tonics are out the door.
Sure, what's been happening? Ooh, naughty people in the nightclub, hey? Police minister, then you know you're in trouble. When the police minister arrives at your club. Here's the thing though, most South Africans will know this. Those parties are happening all over the place, right? Most places that have a bit of merriment don't adhere. Am I right?
That's true, because not even a restaurant. Think about it. When you're in a restaurant, you're not wearing a mask because you can't eat with a mask and you can't drink with a mask.
Yeah. So here's the thing. But of course, they came down on that nightclub. Apparently, allegedly, that nightclub, I heard via the fire, that didn't even have a liquor license. Is that right?
Did I hear correctly?
Allegedly. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But, you know, there were way more than 250 people and they went on after 12. I mean, they did the bust. What time in the morning did they do that bust?
Was it not like 1:30 a.m. or something like that?
The funny part is that people had to then leave without paying their bills. Because most now, the police came in and said, hey, get out. And people were like, okay.
Bye.
But I just want to pay my, get out. Okay, it's fine. So that happened. I get the impression that a lot of people are over it. And they probably shouldn't be because of second wave and stuff. But if you look around, you know, even on planes, an international airline bumped off like I think 400 people already, that they throw off flights, people who refuse to wear a mask. There was an aircraft that was taxiing on the weekend, a South African aircraft, taxied, stopped, turned around, went back to the terminal, and the police had to remove a guy who also did not want to wear his mask.
Goodness. If I was on that plane, I'd be very irritated that now we have to turn around because you have to act like a three-year-old.
I get it, you know. I understand, like, you know, some people's, what do we call them? Some of the denialist theories. I hear you. But here's the thing right now. Right now, it's law. Right now, it's a regulation. We also know that it is a hypocritical farce. Because you must know, even going back to level 5, that most South Africans don't adhere to any of that. And then sometimes, it's like when you go to a restaurant, oh, daar sit ons lekker sonder 'n masker. Let's have a bit of a chat to lose. And then when you go into the shop,
put your mask on.
We understand the hypocrisy, but that's just the way it is right now. Because it's an unknown and they're trying to do their best and... You know, are you really going to be that guy now who gets on the flight and absolutely refuses to the point where they have to turn the aircraft around and delay the flight? So, like, it's something else. And, of course, am I the only person? You get two people in life. You get that guy who refuses to wear the mask. Then also, you get that guy who drives alone in his car with his mask on. Those are the two extremes.
It's extremes, yeah.
I don't get the one, and I definitely also, what's that about, right? Like, what is happening there? Are there people in the car we can't see? But that's the way it is. And also a shocking statistic. They've done some research. 1 in 3 South Africans don't wear masks when leaving home. A third of this country. Where are we at? How do you feel about it?
Morning, team. I think the guys on the aeroplanes that refuse to wear their masks should actually have a lifetime ban of flying ever again, either locally or internationally. If people don't want to learn, then they need to feel.
Especially when they're delaying flights and stuff, and flights have to be turned around so you can kick people off. Come on now.
Morning, Martin. There's Henko Iso. Ja, kyk, ek self rip op die pad en al die dinge en jy laat ons so praat oor die maskers. Jy sal nie glo hoeveel plekke mense aankom wat hulle nie maskers dra nie. Tog staan ons steeds daar met my masker aan, want dis tog die nuwe inding, hè. Ons moet dit maar doen. Maar jy sal dit nie glo nie, daar's so baie plekke wat ek bykom wat nie 'n masker het, wat met niemand 'n masker het nie.
Hi Martin en span. Ek is 'n vryskut werker by 'n uitsaam opmaatskappy en wanneer lockdown gebeur, word ons eerste uitgeskop en daar is nie 'n garantie dat ons betaal word of iets nie. Jy weet self, freelancers, nou pay, jy weet. So, ja, die reëls is belaglik. Maar weet jy wat, dit is waar die wereld ons self bevind, soos jy nou net self gesê het. En at the end of the day, as ons allemaal net saamwerk, gaan dit vinniger beter raak vir almal.
Yeah, it depends, I suppose, which side you're on, eh? Mm-hmm. He's so right. He's a no work, no pay kind of worker like the rest of us. It's, you know, freelance or independent contractors. So the last thing we want, especially on the musician side, yes, is to go back to level 5. That's horrible.
Yeah, because then, like he said, no gigs, then no money.
So that's why you must not, if it, what he's saying is if that's what it takes, mm-hmm, you know, wear the mask, play by the rules before they take us back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's the thing. I wouldn't tempt anything. You get some people who don't, it doesn't matter to them either way. Mm. And I suppose if then you're in a position where you can be arrogant.
Where you can. But like you were saying, it's the way you were raised. It all comes back to one thing. It's what has been put in as a law. So you just stick to the rules. It's the rules. It's the law. Whether you like it or not. It's like growing up as a toddler, as a student, everything. There were rules around us. Yeah. And even us, we were like, why must I wear school uniform every day? Why do I have to?
Yeah.
Because that is what the rules say. And you have to do it.
I still think it's ridiculous that the entire world is going through this. I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever. I feel stupid most of the time wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Sanitize your hands. You know, the potato is my fell on, but awful. You go from one shop to the next, and then you see some people just holding out one hand. And you go like, okay, well, there's 50%.
Only half, yeah.
I'm 50% sanitized, okay? It is all ridiculous, okay? It's freaking, that makes me feel stupid, but what you gonna do?
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.